I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the...
Autumn has always been my favorite time of year. It's a time to enjoy the last few warm days in the ever-dwindling daylight, and the riotous display of color when, as Albert Camus said, every leaf is a flower. For those who farm or garden, it's a time to reap the rewards of a year's hard work and celebrate the harvest. I did a bit of all of these while visiting the pumpkin patch at Cowhorn Crossing Farm, a few miles outside of Grand Rapids on a sunny, 70-degree October Friday. When I arrived, there were well over 100 other visitors engaged in many different activities, but it didn't seem crowded. There was plenty of space for people to roam. To orient myself, I found someone to tell me about what was happening here.
I'm Rebecca Rasmussen. I'm one of the owners and operators of Cowhorn Crossing Pumpkin Patch. This weekend is our busiest weekend because all public school kids in Minnesota have Thursday, Friday off for the MEA break. We have our pumpkin patches in full swing with we've got four hay mazes, a hay ride to feed the cows, our petting zoo, and our corn maze, and lots of people are up visiting their relatives for the weekend, so it's pretty busy. Well, a busy day would be about 500 people coming through. That keeps us hopping. For the season, it just really depends on, it's so weather related. We see a few thousand people that come through, and it's awful fun to see kids start coming out here from the time they're born or even before they're born and get to see them. Now we've been in business for 15 years. Literally gotten to see some kids grow up right before our eyes every year. My favorite part is getting to see families enjoying the farm atmosphere, doing things outside together. There's not a lot of places around where you can just go and run around and make noise and climb on things and get to experience what a real working farm is like too, because there's not a lot of opportunities for people to see that part of agriculture anymore.
It's got to take a lot of time to set this up, so tell me a little about that process.
Well, it's, you know, we started out as just a family operation with my two daughters and my husband and myself, and we've grown over the years. We primarily start Memorial Weekend with our planting. That's when we always plant our corn and our pumpkins. And then we do some weeding in June and, you know, checking on the crops and fertilizing. And then most of the work starts right after the Itasca County Fair is done. Yeah. So we start every weekend, we work on decorating and tidying everything up. And we try picking pumpkins before the frost comes. Sometimes that works for us and sometimes it doesn't. But usually by the first weekend in September, we're in full swing, full time, working on things.
So what's the pumpkin crop like this year?
It was a good pumpkin crop everywhere that it didn't drown out in the fields over the summer. So they definitely got plenty of water. I didn't have to do any artificial watering this year, but we had to do some replanting where the garden would drown out. Every weekend we're open till the 31st of October from 10 to 6 o'clock, and then during the weekdays we're open just to school groups and stuff that make appointments to come out.
After that, I did a little exploring, looking at the rows and rows of pumpkins that were for sale, as well as the squash and gourds. I visited with the horses, chickens, turkeys, and other animals, and I watched the hayrides going out to visit with the cows, which were further out in one of the fields. And everywhere there were colorful seasonal flowers and arrangements, and more than a few scarecrows. At the entrance to the corn maze, I stopped to talk with a family who were just coming out.
Yeah, I'm Kim Goodman, and I'm here with my son Ben and my daughter Kate.
Is this your first time out here?
Yes, it is our first time here. We're from the Twin Cities, so came up.
So how was the corn maze? I saw you just coming out of there.
Well, I'm not sure how much of it I saw, because we were looking for little 5-year-old Ben.
What else have you seen here?
Well, we saw the hay maze with the big rope swing, and the kids were having fun with that. And we've seen the horses, and I think we're off to see, I think I saw there were chickens, which my daughter's interested in seeing.
I later talked with Ben, who had also spent some time in the corn maze.
I've been doing lots of fun stuff. I got to see, pet the animals, hold a bunny, go on that, the hay maze and the corn maze, and we almost got lost. Never been here before, and it was really fun.
Beans hang from their trellis, big orange pumpkins sprawl about, and you get that satisfying feeling once more when you shout, harvest time.
And that was the general consensus. It was really fun.
Harvest
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Now this is a tomato.